All right, Monday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Let me get over to Rumble and say it, everybody. We're over looking on Twitter here. All right, getting off of that. Say to everybody in the chat, here we go. Salty Gonads is on. General Plowman is on. Just Jesse is on. Buckeye Nut 1968 is on. Uncle Wally is on. Mike Griffith is on. Dead Plan is on. The great T1AU is on. Veronica 18201 is on. Scooter Magruder is on. Snarl Barkley is on. Judy Anita is on. Skunk 71 is on. Nate Dad 1 is on. D9597 is on. Volvo 960 is on. Robin Aroni is on. Just Jesse's on. Let me see. John Phillips is on. And Jules 21 Hours is on. Counterfeit 1 is on. 11 Carl 11 is on. Milwaukee James is on. R Star 77 is on. Let me see here. Nate Dad 1 is on. Laura Jean Lynn is on. Granite 24 68 is on. Richard Perry is on. Leon Fish Puppies on. USA Abigail is on. Johnny F 62 is on. Big Jim Go Blue is on. Bud Dave is on. Goosey 600 is on. Sexy Pony is on. Keeper 1376 is on. Maligator is on. Let me see here. Scrolling for a couple more. Lots and lots of Nitsua 99 is on. Love you guys. Appreciate each and every one of you. You all know what we're going to be talking about because it is all the news. Sometimes I wonder, is that just a giant distraction? We should be focusing on something else, but who knows? We never know what's going on. It's obviously a globalist leftist bourgeois elitist event whenever you're having mass leftist riots that are more than obviously sponsored by globalist leftist money. We know that. And, you know, what they're protesting is they're protesting illegal immigration being allowed into a first world country because we know the narrative and we know the agenda. The agenda is to flood first world countries with third world immigrants because the third world immigrants are very easily globally governed because they have no heritage connection to the founding fathers' documents in the countries, ours being Bill of Rights and Constitution. Now, the Democrats are trying to frame this as a nonviolent protest, which, of course, is an absolute joke. How they could call J6 a violent insurrection and call this a nonviolent protest is beyond me because the violence has now reached multi-billions of dollars worth of damage done to the city of Los Angeles, the county of Los Angeles. So let's just hop right into these videos. Insurrection Barbie, this is an insurrection. Play for me. So you're getting to see the nonviolent insurrection. Now, here's what the leftist pundits were saying all weekend. Excuse me, Washington Free Beacon video. Watch liberal pundits and politicians spent the weekend insisting. Now, everyone just saw what you just saw, and believe me, we're going to show you about 30 more videos just like it. But liberal pundits and politicians spent the weekend insisting the anti-ICE riots across Los Angeles were actually peaceful. You can just write down every last one of these leftist, globalist, media, Goebbels pundits who are all claiming, are all asking you once again, I was going to say claiming falsehoods, but are asking you to just basically deny that which is absolutely true. I mean, these people operate as if it's 1975 and they can just report the news. And since they're the only eyes on the ground, that we have to believe. Remember, some of you may not be old enough to remember. Some of you do. You know the Walter Cronkite days, the early Dan Rather days, were the only boots on the ground, so to speak, were occasionally television cameras, and then basically a lot of times they weren't mobile either. So it was just witnesses on the ground. So you basically had to believe that which they told you, and of course they were lying to you most of the time then. But we had no proof that they were lying to us. Now I guess all these people still operate under the idea that we can't fact check every last thing that they're saying because the demonstrators themselves, you want to call them that, they're really insurrectionists. violent protesters, but it's just easier to call them insurrectionists or seditionists. They're filming themselves. There's a myriad of films. I could ask Aaron right now, find me another 30 or 40 videos in the next 10 seconds. He could find one, two, three, four, five. They're all over of the insurrectionists actually filming themselves committing mass crime. I actually just had to finally turn the spigot off tonight because I was sending 5,000 videos into the podcast because there's so much video footage and one thing is more incendiary than the next. I mean, video footage of the insurrectionists standing on top of an overpass hurling cinder blocks onto cop cars who are driving by at 60 miles an hour, which is attempted murder and at least culpable negligence to whatever happens inside that vehicle. And then you have these people here, Washington Free Beacon video, all these leftist pundits who are asking you to believe, to disbelieve or deny that which your own eyes are telling you. Play for me.
Trump immigration authorities launched a series of targeted raids throughout the city of Los Angeles today. And tonight, a massive protest is taking place outside the LA headquarters of ICE.
At this point, this has been very peaceful, Brian.
We are having an administration that's targeting peaceful protest.
We haven't seen any violence happening here.
There's some yelling going on, but it doesn't seem as kinetic.
I haven't seen anyone pull out a weapon.
You have a number of, it appears, peaceful protesters. We didn't see any weapons or sticks or anything.
There wasn't anything like a riot happening.
True peaceful protesters who believe in a cause, who are doing this the right way.
These are peaceful people that want to get their message across.
Just a bunch of people having fun watching cars burn.
My message is keep protesting. Protest peacefully.
The reality is we see peaceful protests launching in Los Angeles.
There was no need to federalize troops.
These are people who are looking for work. These are not criminals. They're looking for work.
This is a manufactured crisis.
What did happen in 1992 was so different from what we're seeing now. I mean, that was a real riot.
I'm so grateful that we have a free press that is going to be able to tell us the story.
These are just simply people looking for work. Here we are again. It's the same rhetoric over and over again. Mostly people, just people standing around having fun watching cars burn. Does that guy not realize the nonsensical nature of the statement that he just made? That nobody can simply be having fun. They might be having fun burning cars, but how do the cars end up on fire? Somebody had to be violent. It's not just people showing up to a bonfire and having fun. Somebody had to have actually committed a violent act for those people to be standing around having fun, therefore negating his very statement that they're there just having fun. They can't just go there to have fun when they also had to have set a car on fire. It makes absolutely no sense. Yeah, you have Karen Bass saying, there was no need to have federal troops show up. Are you going to stop it then, Karen Bass? I mean, just think about it. This woman who's finally, Karen Bass, the mayor of Los Angeles, is finally in the country when her city's on fire. At least she's not in Guyana this time. But see, there's no need. Are you going to stop the protests? Again, we could put up one video after another. We could spend the entire time looking for this. And Aaron, if you would, it's in the back of your mind here as I'm going through this. We have a long ways to go. But there's the Los Angeles Unified District Schools. I forwarded, it's in the Telegram, but I copied it and then forgot to bring the copy. So anyway, just look for that one for me because we're going to use that one later. Unified District Schools in Los Angeles. You just put that keyword in Telegram, it'll come up. But anyway, and then of course, Democrats are saying this is a manufactured crisis. We have the video. This has been going on since Saturday. And this is a manufactured crisis when you have cars burnt to the ground, federal buildings attacked, LAPD's building was attacked. We'll get to that too. All right, Shannon, I Stand With America video. Here's actually Megyn Kelly commentating on one of the most viral videos that have gone out. And by the way, this is nothing. We could find a myriad of others. A lot of them have so much profanity on them, I can't even edit them for a Christian television network. But I may send Aaron out and grab a couple more of the rock-throwing ones because they're just unbelievable. Standing on an overpass, hitting police cars with rocks. We have some of them, but they're more more cleaned up. But anyway, so here is Megyn Kelly. This is Shannon, I Stand With America video. This is what we are up against. Play for me.
Yes. You see a man picking up heavy rocks and whipping them at drivers inside federal vehicles as they drive by. This is attempted murder. Look at this. The depravity to human life is, I don't know, is it stunning? I don't know what it is. It's stomach turning. He did it over and over and over with some of the vehicles trying to swerve to get out of the way. This isn't the presidential motorcade with the beast. They don't have bulletproof glass on the front of those trucks. These guys are there trying to keep these assholes safe. In this video, a man riding a motorcycle, look at this guy, around a burning car while holding up the Mexican flag. Has there ever been a better picture of what we're up against? A lot of the protesters carried Mexican flags with them. Go home. You love Mexico so much. Adios. Get out. Literally, what are you doing?
So there you go. I mean, again, that's not peaceful. I mean, that's a peaceful protest. Understand the criminality. People may not get it. Brent gets it. I get it because they're both in law enforcement. You don't understand the seriousness of the crime of throwing a projectile at a moving vehicle. Does everybody understand it? There was a kid right here, a police call here in Sarasota County, where there was a kid who threw a cinder block off of an overpass on I-75, hitting a car going 80 miles an hour because he just thought it'd be funny, killing the person. It's called in the state of Florida throwing a deadly missile. Every single rock that those people were throwing is a felonious crime. And they were thrown at federal vehicles. So now you've got a federal crime. Every one of those rocks being thrown at a federal vehicle. And then Karen Bass and Gavin Newsom and all of the rest of the leftist pundits out there calling this peaceful. Again, it's the same rhetoric. They said, this is the greatest economy ever. And we voted against that economy. They told us Biden's economy is the greatest economy ever. Biden is of sound mind. He's had no mental health decline whatsoever. He's had no cognitive decline. And all of us are watching it happen. You have Jake Tapper say, you know what? I never noticed he said, I didn't know about the mental decline. I didn't know about the cognitive decline of Joe Biden because nobody in the White House told me. We are all watching the videos, Jake. It's like right now, all of these leftists are calling this an unnecessary response by Trump, a provocative response by Trump. It was already happening before Trump responded. This all started with the arrest of four illegals, two of which, I mean, I know the crimes of two of them, one of which was a child rapist. And this is what everybody's protesting, and it's all lies anyway, and we'll get into all that too. But it's all lies anyways, where you're like, you know what? These people shouldn't have to live in fear. Yes, they should. They're here illegally. Let me just tell you this. When you watch these videos and you watch the looting that's going on, watch the nationality of all the people involved, because these are the very illegals that are now looting our stores. And on the Democratic Party stands for, it's an 80-20, 90-10, 95-5, 98-2% issue. Because it's now the illegals that want to stay in this country waving their Mexican flags. You're waving the flag of the country that wasn't good enough for you to live in. And trying to burn to the ground the country that you wanted to move into. And the country that won't let you stay, allegedly. I mean, you watch the videos of who's actually doing the looting. Watch the nationality. Of course, they're masked, and that's all on purpose, too. That was all the masking was put into place, made legal during COVID. It is one of the many benefits of the COVID, quote unquote, pandemic, which, of course, we all call plandemic. Is now everybody can lawfully wear a mask. All right, here's an Alex video. What do you mean when you say peaceful? Play it for me. Now, Aaron, can you side by side that one? Does this look peaceful to you in any way, shape, or form? Look at all the people. Look at the nationalities of all the people. Of course, there's going to be some pasty white Antifa people around. We know that. But look at the nationality of all the people that these are the peaceful protesters. These are the ones who just want to come into the country and work, right? Of course, it costs us $60, $70 billion a year for all of them to go on the teat of the federal government to go on welfare and then burn our streets to the ground. And by the way, this was, I'd give due credit, but I can't remember who it was that posted. Where's all the concern about climate change? I mean, shouldn't that be the biggest thing, since that's the greatest existential threat to the world? According to Biden's DOD Defense Department, the greatest threat to America was not Russian nuclear missiles, not Chinese nuclear missiles, not Pakistan's nuclear missiles, India or Iran's nuclear missiles, or a Middle East war, or a World War III starting in Ukraine. That had nothing to do with it. I mean, that was not an existential threat to America. The greatest existential threat to America is white supremacist terrorism. Anybody see any white supremacist terrorism? Ever? Where? What? Name one incident of white supremacist terrorism. Can anybody name one, please? I'd love you to name one. Send me one video of white supremacist terrorism anywhere. And here's the thing. I'm not going to sit here and apologize for saying the word white and say I'm not a racist and all those ridiculous things, because I'm not playing those games anymore. The whole thing is this. There is no white supremacist terrorism. This is illegal Latin terrorism. That's what this is. And again, they said the greatest threat were the things that I've already named. And they also, the DOD said under Lloyd Austin, that the greatest threat to America is climate change. That's the number one priority of the Department of Defense, is climate change. What are you going to do as a Department of Defense against climate change is beyond my thoughts, but I'm just wondering. It's beyond me. But anyway, shouldn't they all be very concerned? Because right now, LA is putting more CO2 in the air and pollutants in the air in one day, in one weekend, than basically the rest of the United States will for the rest of the year. Let's go to the next one. C3 video. Just a few of Obama's dreamers. Remember the dreamers that are allowed to stay here because their birthright citizenship, or they were brought here as small children. Here's some of Obama's dreamers just living the American dream. Play it for me. So keep all of these violent images in your mind. That's somebody's car right there. And the Democrats don't care because they live behind the walls you're not allowed to have, behind the guns you're not allowed to have, and that they will try to outlaw for sure. But they already would have if people like you and I would have let them get away with it, which we won't. So keep all of those violent images in mind. And here is Dana Bash's response to it. G-Paw video. Play for me.
It's pretty bad.
That's a different question. But I just want to just state for the record that what did happen in 1992 was so different from what we're seeing now. I mean, that was a real riot that went all across the city of Los Angeles after a verdict in the Rodney King case. This is a situation where LA County police,
Dana,
it's not good, but they're saying that they have it under control, and the president is sending national troops, federal troops, in a way that.
We can look at this and we can obviously see that it is not under control. It's not under control. You and I both can see that. It's not under control. And a riot is a riot. They're throwing all types of objects at law enforcement, and the president is absolutely right.
And of course, Dana Bash will just never shut up in the middle of an interview. Dana Bash, this is not an interview for Dana Bash. It's a speech. It's an endless effort to filibuster her guests so that the truth never comes out. She filibusters over the top of it. And look at these videos. I mean, side by side, the next one for me. How is this under control? How is this under control? I mean, Dana Bash is on national television. She's seen all of this. Imagine being that disingenuous, having absolutely no integrity whatsoever, and you're going to say that all of this is under control. And then what was her other key statement in that while she was trying to filibuster her guests there? That this isn't a real protest. Everybody else in this room is too young to remember the 1992 protests. I can remember that. Most of you probably that are watching that can remember them. This is as bad or worse than the 1992 Rodney King protest. Look at this thing. It's going on day after day after day after day after day. Look at this, what's happening right now. And Dana Bash says this is under control and not a real protest, which, by the way, this video comes from Paratrooper Brady, and this is the guy who wrote, and all of a sudden California doesn't care about pollution anymore. Look at this place. And by the way, just so everybody knows, those are all police cars. And Dana Bash from CNN, the world's leader in news, comes out and says, you know what? These protests are not real protests. They're not violent protests. They're not nothing in comparison to Rodney King protests at all, which mainly had to do with Watts, L.A. And it's all under control. Does this look under control? Does that look under control to you? I mean, listen, again, I have another cop in the room with me right now. I can tell you I've been on many scenes and that this is not under control. No. How is this under control? I mean, imagine what is your definition of under control? What are your parameters that distinguish something that's out of control versus something that's in control? How is this in control? I mean, it's in control because it doesn't affect Dana Bash. And really, you can surmise the entire Democratic Party perception with, it doesn't affect me, so screw you. That's really it. You know, and all these people that do, they will end up, because there's a lot of facial recognition technology, and this will be taken over by the feds. And the feds right now are good. You under Biden, they're bad because they're corrupt under Biden. But anyway, so a lot of facial recognition technology is going on. A lot of these people are going to go to federal prison. They are. And I just want to say to each and every one of them, when the Democratic Party doesn't show up to help you, I hope it was all worth it to you. I hope standing up for the Democratic Party prerogatives was really well worth it, spending the next 28 years of your life in federal prison for committing these crimes. I hope it's really worth it to you when you're throwing 20 or 30 rocks at federal vehicles, that each one of those is a felonious crime, and there's more than one crime they can charge you with per throw. When you spend the rest of your life, your rest of your adult life in federal prison, enjoy it when the Democratic Party doesn't send you an attorney, doesn't send you an advocate, and certainly doesn't send you any money. The only money that they will spend is what they spent to get you out there to protest. And they've already got video footage of cinder blocks being dropped off by commercial vehicles. And all of those drivers, if they knew what they were dropping off, all need to be charged with federal crimes and spend the rest of their life in federal prison. How does this look under control? Does this look peaceful to you? That's what I mean. We can play it right now. I guarantee you right now, CNN's saying this is peaceful and it's now under control. If it's in any way, shape or form under control right now, it's because of the troops that Donald Trump has sent there. And by the way, it's just 2,000 National Guard troops and 500 Marines that have been mobilized. The only military that's present there is the National Guard. And by the way, the argument that Trump can't send the National Guard without Newsom's approval is a joke. The National Guard is federal under the governance of the governor. But just ask it. So back in the 60s for the Selma riots inside of Alabama, Kennedy sent in the National Guard without Wallace's approval. Nobody cared then. That's weird, isn't it? Oh, that's right, because it's the right political narrative for the Democratic Party. But here's the thing. I 100% support what John Kennedy did in the state of Alabama. Because the National Guard is still under the DOD. It's not under the state of California. They don't fund it. Trump does. The federal government does. All right, let's go to the next one. Here's an Ayanna Pressley tweet. Here's some various responses from Democrats. First, they unlawfully detain our neighbors. Let's break down those first six words, shall we? Our neighbors? That's just like saying the Maryland man, Kilmer Brago Garcia. Is he a Maryland man? No. He is a citizen of El Salvador who illegally entered into this country. He is no more of a Maryland man than anybody living in South America. He illegally entered into this country. So first, they unlawfully detained our neighbors. First of all, they lawfully detained the people that they detained. And again, four of them, it just all started with the detention of four illegals, one of which was a child sex predator. They detained another guy on Friday, been deported 18 times and committed 16 felonies inside of America. And she's saying that these are our neighbors. Why? Because she's never affected by it. She lives in her ivory tower, supported by NGO money, has been made a multimillionaire since being a congresswoman, making $174,000 a year. So it doesn't affect her whatsoever. at all. If an illegal had actually victimized her, she would all be in. Well, I'm not going to say on the same side as us, but she'd be all in on getting rid of illegals, but they never affect her because she lives behind walls and guns. That other people in LA and every other city. And by the way, the Democrats are going to lose this because who in LA right now, as a pseudo moderate Democrat, if there is such a thing, is happy with not being able to go to work today or tomorrow or couldn't drive around on Saturday or Sunday? Detain our neighbors. Again, it's just lies. It's just propaganda. I'm trying to think of better verbiage for it. It's camouflage. It's just absolutely misplaced verbiage, purposefully misplaced verbiage. You're going to call people who are illegal neighbors? They're not our neighbors. They are citizens of other countries who have committed a felony entering into this country. They are not our neighbors. They are illegal border invaders. They are illegal aliens, not neighbors. Then they sent ICE to deport and rip apart families. Well, that's the way it goes. That's the way that it goes. You are not supposed to be here, so you know you're risking your family, quote unquote, being ripped apart. And by the way, just go right back to Tom Holman. We won't tear apart families. We'll just deport them all. If they all want to go together, they can all go together. If you have birthright citizenship, children who want to go with their parents, go. You had the two that were, I'm trying to remember what country it was they were deported from, and they're all saying that we deported two citizens with their mothers because they're both babies. Well, the mothers wanted to take their kids and their birthright citizenship, which, by the way, needs to be challenged in court because it doesn't even exist. Birthright citizenship doesn't exist. And every single year, about 40,000 Chinese citizens are taking advantage of our birthright citizenship by waiting for their 8 month of pregnancy, flying to the United States. They actually have apartment complexes bought by the CCP, rented by the CCP, where all these people come over, have their babies in America. Now all their kids have birthright citizenship, and they fly back to China. That's an absolute joke. We're the only country in the world being victimized like we're victimized. You go right now. I heard this great example today. And again, I give credit where credit is due, but I can't remember who it was. I watched too many videos today. But you go right now. You go right. And I've used this example before, but not this exact example. But you go right now into Mexico. Let's go downtown. Juarez, Mexico. So let's try it, shall we? Let's go light their police cars on fire while waving American flags. Let's see what happens to us. We're the only country in the world that would ever even remotely allow this without a military response if needed. We're the only country in the world. And it's funny, too, on J6, they didn't want the National Guard there either because they wanted the problem. The same thing here. They want the problem. They want this to occur. They want L.A., which is already substantively burned to the ground. They want more of it burned to the ground. Then they send ICE to deport and rip apart families. They're not. And again, here's what happens is one of my favorite words is conflation. Is where you use a broad stroke to cover a vast subject matter, but it's not even covering a vast subject matter. It's covering different subjects using the same word. Like if you say what I say in the church all the time, there's a big difference between failure and sin. There is a big difference between carnality and sinning. There, you can be depressed and go to heaven. And the example that I always use is people will say, well, you know what? I'm depressed and you're a liar. We're all struggling with sin. No, depression's not a sin. Lying is. Don't conflate the two because the liar's not going to heaven and the depressed person is. Well, you're a worrier and I'm an adulterer. You know what? We're all struggling with sin. Your sin is worrying. My sin's adultery. No, worry's not a sin. It's a compromise. And the liar or the adulterer is going to hell and the worrier is not. Well, it's the same exact thing here. They conflate different historical occurrences. Well, Hitler rounded up people. Hitler rounded up German citizens. Just because it's a roundup doesn't make it wrong. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It doesn't make it wrong because it's a roundup. I mean, do you not want, if you actually, okay, let's put it this way. Say we were invaded by the CCP and we won and there was a CCP pocket still occupying the state of California. And we went there and we rounded up all the CCP leftovers, all the CCP soldiers that had not been captured yet or killed yet. That's a roundup, right? Oh, just like Hitler. How's that just like Hitler? Were we just like Hitler when we were rounding up people during World War II in foreign countries? We had to round up people, did we not? Did we not have to round up Nazis? Did that make us Nazis because we're rounding up Nazis? Didn't we have to round up Nazis? Would everybody agree for the Nuremberg trials? Did we not have to round up Nazis? We did, didn't we? Okay, so we rounded up Nazis then. Did we not have to round up Japanese citizens in Japan? I'm not talking about the... Of course, it's always the Democrats who do it. The Democrats are always the ones who actually manufacture internment camps and then claim that we're going to be the people that put people in camps. They're the ones who always manufacture the internment camps and put people in camps. They did it in World War II to American citizens. Yes, if you rounding up American citizens and putting them in camps, which, by the way, the state of New York under Kathy Hochul has already made that legal for the next pandemic, to round up American citizens. Who's the only people that actually round up their own citizens? Leftists? We're not rounding up anybody that's a citizen of the United States, but yet they conflate it with the roundups that Hitler did. It's not happening. This is Iona Presley's just a simpleton, disgusting mouthpiece whore for the globalist left. Now they're using the National Guard to crack down on peaceful protesters. Peaceful protests. What's the date today, Aaron?
The 9th.
Oh, look at the date on that. Look at that. She's seen all the video. She's seen all the video. That she's still going to call it peaceful. And here's the thing. She'll just keep doing it. You're like, how could she possibly stand herself? Because she has no soul. She has no conscience. So the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. Proverbs 9:10. She doesn't have any understanding of that. She has nothing. She'll just go out and whore herself, prostitute herself for the globalist, leftist, bourgeois elitist so that she'll either be employed by an NGO that you and I pay for or be paid for or be paid off by an NGO that you and I pay for. That has been fully funded in the next big, beautiful bill, by the way, just so you know. That's how it's working. All right, let's go to the next one. Anna Mosterall video. I'm trying to get the, I can't even read my own writing. To build, oh, this was just, it's just more burnt up cars. Just to show you, oh, Anna Presley just said, peaceful, this is all peaceful. Play it for me.
Okay,
make it
a
hell of
a
car. What up?
No more Waymo for you.
One, where's that help call? 6R10, hold the frequency. It's gonna be Los Angeles and Spurs taking fireworks across the bottles.
So is that, Aaron, can you side by side that? Once again, Iona Presley, sitting member of Congress, she says that this is peaceful. This is what she believes is peaceful. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, just sitting in front of this, I don't know how to put into words. I mean, I guess it's the audacity that you'd be sitting in front of a microphone saying to your own citizenry, saying to your own clientele, so to speak, the people who vote in your constituency, you're going to say, oh, this is peaceful. Look at the road burnt. It burnt so hot it burnt the asphalt. Look at that. This is peaceful. This is Iona Presley. She put that on 11 o'clock this morning. This has already happened. This is peaceful. I mean, imagine you and I could never pull it off. I mean, you have to have absolutely no connectivity to the truth. You have to have no connection to the truth. You have to have no conscience. You have to have no self-respect. You have to have no integrity to stand in front of a podium like this and say, this is not violent. But then Iona Presley just said the same thing and then blame it on the people who have nothing to do with burning the cars. National Guard has nothing to do with burning the cars. The ICE agents had nothing to do with burning the cars. The Trump administration had nothing to do with burning the cars. All right, let's go to the next one. Chief Nerd video. CNN immediately cuts off panelist who tells the truth about the LA riots. Play it for me.
Brad, what are you thinking?
Well, we got to this moment because California has a sanctuary policy. The state law forbids local law enforcement from cooperating with, or local government from cooperating with immigration enforcement. We have immigration laws that govern the entire land, and California is willfully ignoring them. California's left-wing politicians set this up. If California had long been cooperating and helping enforce immigration laws all along the way, this would not be.
It's not the whole state. You do know that some of this is jurisdictions. There are certain towns that do. Yeah, but there are certain
state law.
But there are certain towns that absolutely have cooperated with federal authorities.
Shouldn't they all?
You know, this is part of the issue that is always interesting here, is when Republicans want to talk about states' rights. It's about states' rights when it is something that they're interested in, and not when it is something that perhaps Democrats and their states are interested in. And so I think...
But we've all agreed on what immigration laws are.
Well,
it's not, there's, not a state, there's not a state
We're
right
going to talk about this more in the hour. I want
to
bring it...
So going back to front, when we and you and I talk about states' rights, we're talking about things that are not codified into federal freaking law. We're not talking about things that violate the Constitution. A state does not have the right to violate the Constitution. It is written into the Constitution that the president has the right of deportation and has the duty, is commanded to secure the border by the Constitution. A state doesn't have the right to violate the Constitution. When you and I are talking about states' rights issues, we're talking about things that are not determinative from the Constitution. I'm trying to think of whatever the various examples may be. You can't even legalize marijuana, but many states have. And I'm not in favor of that. I'm just saying you can't do it because it's under federal law that marijuana is just as illegal as any other scheduled narcotic. So they're not even allowed to do that, but people wink and nod at it. You want to ask a Democrat, what laws do you want enforced and which ones do you don't? So if somebody wants to do a home invasion on your home and your wife and kids are in there and they're going to commit all kinds of crimes against your family once they get into your home, I'm assuming that you would want that crime stopped. And if that crime did occur, I'm assuming that you would want arrest. Would you, correct? So you want that. Well, there is always discretion. You want discretion in that crime? You want discretion when a cop pulls somebody over for speeding, not for a home invasion. Would we all agree on that? So which laws do you want? So I guess you're allowed to invade the country, but not invade your home. So that's your line? Is that what you want? You want the home invader to be allowed to invade the country, but not allowed to invade your home because Joe Biden allowed in 495,000, that we know of, convicted criminals into the country. And it's 1 to 5 times that many because according to CBP statistics, it's always 1 to 5 times as many that are actually on the books because of gotaways. And gotaways are actually, remember, gotaways are actually statistically documented. It's gotaways are what they know got away. Most of the time, they have no idea how many people crossed the border. This has been an open sieve. When I say Joe Biden was allowing at the height 15,000 people a day, it was far more than that. That's what they knew he was allowing in per day. And it's 1 to 5 times that many. That's why you hear some people say he allowed in 12 million at the bottom end and at the top end 30 million because nobody has any idea. It's a minimum of 12 million and a maximum of 30 million that were allowed in a 4-year period of time. Democrats don't want to enforce those laws. And again, when we're talking about states' rights issues, we're talking about things that are not codified into constitutional law. Notice how we didn't even, as law-abiding citizens, when before the overturning of the Hobbs decision overturning Roe v. Wade under Donald J. Trump, of course, because no other Republican will ever do it, we have to actually bring in somebody who's more of a moderate conservative to actually do conservative things because most alleged real conservatives like Mike Pence never do a freaking thing ever. They don't. But anyway, I digress. But even with that, all of us as law-abiding citizens didn't even have our states make it unlawful to have abortions because we obeyed the ruling of the Supreme Court because it's constitutional to do so. Now, the moment that it was overturned, then all the states started to move and outlaw abortion totally or certain abortions depending on you know how long the pregnancy was. But anyway, it's amazing to me that she actually says that, you know, the more conservative pundit says it's state law to be a sanctuary state, and she argues back. Well, that's not all jurisdictions. That you know some jurisdictions were very very cooperative with ICE, and he says back, shouldn't they all? It's federal law. State law cannot diminish federal law; it can only enhance it. You can make your laws more strict than federal law, but you cannot lessen them. You can't be a sanctuary state. And by the way, this needs to be very, very aggressive. I don't know if she has it. I'm going to just be honest with you. I don't know. This is why I wanted Gates so bad. Can you imagine how excited Matt Gates would be right now to put all these people in federal prison? Instead, we got Pam Bondi, who seems to be trying to be a caricature of toughness. I mean, I don't like it. I mean, right now, not a fan. I mean, not a fan of what's happening at the DOJ, period, to be honest with you. Well, and I hope they all prove me wrong. I really do. I hope they all prove me wrong. But I love that. Shouldn't, and then she stymied in her speech. shouldn't they all be obeying federal law? It's federal law. Then she starts making excuses. All right, let's go to the next one. A Visegrad 24 video. Here's more. Anti-ice rider, overpass, rocks, cops. Play it for me.
Get down! Get down!
Oh! Oh, he got fucked. Oh.
You can just keep it side by side. But anyway, I just wanted to meet it because there's an F-bomb there. And I forgot to tell Aaron to get that off of there. But anyway, so again, this is nonviolent. And I could show you so many of these. There's so many of these from it's either an overpass or overpasses of rocks, of cops being hit. That guy saw that cop get hit right in the head. It's coming up right there. He's going to be hit, boom, right in the head. Jeez. There's a myriad of this. And Aaron Pressley comes out at 11 o'clock this morning and says this is nonviolent and instigated by the Trump administration. Dana Bash said, don't worry, Aaron. Dana Bash said it's all under control. Oh. Does that look under control to you? Does that look under control to anybody? This wanted you to, they do not want you to believe that which you're seeing with your own eyes. And they're so, they lack integrity totally. They lack all human dignity. They have such audacity that they'll come out and just tell you, this is peaceful. I'm looking at it not being peaceful. It's like Pavlov's dogs. It's not peaceful. I mean, they want you to come in and, you know, just they're going to say it over and over again. Peaceful, peaceful, peaceful. As we're looking at incredibly violent footage, it's peaceful. It's peaceful. This is peaceful. Somehow, I guess they're hoping that they're going to do some kind of Jedi mind trick and we're all suddenly going to go, oh, yeah, that what we think is absolutely hellaciously violent is, you know what? Oh, now it's peaceful. All right, let's go to the next one. X Alerts video, breaking rioters in L.A. are now engaging the National Guard. Play for me.
Acceptable. And you can see how quickly the Trump... Okay, so they're throwing some... Somebody just threw a bottle at law enforcement. They're throwing bottles at law enforcement. Okay, we're going to move back. We're going to move back. We're going to move back. We're going to stay at a safe distance. So what you saw there, that was law enforcement protecting themselves. That was the National Guard protecting themselves. They're firing more... There were several protesters who threw things at the officer.
Christina, we want to make sure you stay safe. It's obviously getting more and more confrontational there. We want to make sure you stay safe and certainly don't be breathing in that tear gas, which it appears is going to be coming at you in volumes there. Again,
John,
this is...
pull back for now.
Yeah, please do. This is happening live in Los Angeles. Protesters who are angry.
And all the Democratic Party politicians and all the Democratic Party pundits will say it's mostly peaceful. It's not only is it not mostly peaceful, it's not remotely peaceful in any way, shape, or form. But don't worry, we got Karen Bass. Remember what a great job she did with the Palisades Fire. And by the way, just so you know, nothing's been rebuilt. Palisades Fire, I believe, was in January of this year. Nothing. There'd been nothing. I think last time I checked, 4 permits had been issued to rebuild homes. And by the way, not only has no homes been rebuilt, Malibu's gone. You know what? Not only that, but you can't even clear your own lot. They're just making everybody sit there with the embers of their homes. Nobody can clear the lot. Nobody can get a permit to rebuild. You know why? Because it's all, I mean, again, I don't want to lapse into the globalist, leftist, bourgeois, elitist narrative and agenda worldwide. But again, it's to leverage you into one world commerce system with a single access point controlled by them. And the way that they'll enforce that is to put everybody into 15-minute cities, just like they already have in China, where you can't get in and out without your card that you have to swipe that will end up on your forehead or on your right hand, Revelation 13 and 14. But that way, that you can't move without their control. They can shut off your movement because, and you look at the, you follow Song Ping on Twitter, you can't get in and out, it's barred, it's shut. You use a card to get out. So if they don't want you to get out, they just shut off your card. They don't want you to have electricity, shut off your electricity. You can't go build a bonfire to stay warm because you're in a 15-minute city. How are you going to build a bonfire to stay warm? You can't. So if you want to live, then you're going to have to get that mark. You're going to start off with a card, and don't worry, Aaron, it's voluntary.
Oh, of course.
Voluntary. Just, you know, right now in Australia, biometric ID, it's voluntary. You don't have to have it. Of course, most businesses are requiring you to have it to actually conduct business, leveraging one world commerce system, singular access point to all commerce controlled by them. Now you need a biometric card in the COVID-caving state, country of Australia, 96% vaccinated rate. That infrastructure put in place for CBDC and social credit systems, That was that infrastructure was put in place using the vaccine mandate. Yeah. So they can track your vaccine data. That was put into place, COVID-19. If COVID failed, now they go to CBDC and social credit systems, natural disasters like this, and riots. Riots are part of the Soros leftist globalist plan to make you dependent on government. I need police protection. I'm going to need government protection. That's what they want you to have. Remove your ability to protect yourself by getting rid of firearms. Karen Bass loves to do that too. Get rid of firearms. She's a devout communist who worked for the state of... She's actually a foreign spy that worked for Cuba for years and years and years. Worked for Cuba. That's who Karen Bass is. All these people, they have no positive record whatsoever. Whether it's Newsom, whether it's Pelosi or any other Democrat, and most Republicans, they have absolutely, and I'm a devout Republican, I'm just telling you, most Republicans suck. I'll give you the stats that I always give. Out of the 535 people on Capitol Hill that are senators and congressmen, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 maybe are good people. That's it. That's it. And we own the majorities. And John Thune's a good person. John Cornyn's a good person. Mitt Romney's a good person. We honestly believe any of that. Absolutely. Lindsey Graham, Mitch McConnell, I can go on and on, are good people. They're not good people. They're actually leftists that are purposely holding on to Republican seats so legitimate conservatives can't get in there. That's what's happening. All right, so here's Karen Bass's response. Mayor Karen Bass blames the National Guard. We just saw the National Guard get hit with projectiles. Responded with tear gas. And who does she blame? National Guard. Play for him.
This is intentional chaos. You know, I had talked to representatives of the Trump administration earlier on to tell them that the Los Angeles Police Department could control things that were happening here and that there was no need to federalize troops. And so to have this here is really just a provocation and something that was not needed in our city. We're still recovering after 5 months from the city's worst natural disaster in decades. And now to go through a trauma like this that is really traumatizing the whole city, because everybody knows somebody in a city where more than 50% are Latino, this just sows chaos that is not warranted nor needed in the city of Los Angeles at this point in time.
So she says it's provocative action taken by the Trump administration because they have it under control. Aaron, does that look like it's under control?
No.
Brent, does that look like it's under control to you?
No.
They don't need the National Guard? The entire city, we're talking about, the entire city is, it literally is like, remember the Escape from New York movie? The next one was done. It was Escape from LA. Looks like that. I mean, there's no control whatsoever. That's an intersection. They don't need the National Guard. It's all under control. Imagine, there she is, standing right there in front of a podium, claiming the opposite of reality. And just does it with a stupid communist smile, because she's a devout globalist leftist, bourgeois communist, worked for the Cuban government for years. Look that up, for years. How this happens? Because of fraudulent ballots and fraudulent elections to select these people. These people are selected, not elected. But anyway, she says, I mean, has the audacity to say, look at the response of the CNN anchor. Just knowing that this woman is just bold-faced freaking lying to her. To her face, lying to her. Oh, we don't need the federal government. It's a provocative action by Donald Trump. How? By the way, where's the National Guard in this picture? There aren't any. So how exactly is it provocative? It's provocative to arrest four illegals who all have long felony records. That's what started all this. That's provocative, or the National Guard is provocative. That's not provocative. Your street's just taken over. All right, let's go to the next one. Paul A. So we have Paul Spool, or it's happening. We're Gunther Eagleman video. It's happening. So here it is. Marines are being mobilized, but haven't been deployed yet as of the start of the show. Play for me.
Response to the protests in Los Angeles.
And this is a significant escalation from President Trump, who had activated National Guard troops over the weekend without Governor Gavin Newsom's consent. In this new move, active duty military members are being deployed as a show of force against U.S. citizens. CNN's Natasha Bertrand is live for us at the Pentagon. Natasha, what are you learning?
Well, Brianna, this is something that Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth had previewed over the weekend. He said that if necessary, he would deploy the Marines to Los Angeles to help federal agents with handling the protests there. And it appears now that these Marines, according to our sources, they have been mobilized. These 500 Marines, a full Marine battalion based out of 29 Palms, California, which is just outside San Bernardino, about an hour away from Los Angeles, they have been mobilized and they are gearing up to go and help ICE agents as well as other federal officials deal with these protests in Los Angeles. Importantly, they're going to be bolstering as well the National Guard, guardsmen and women who have been activated in Los Angeles by President Trump. But as you said, it is a significant escalation of the president's use of the military as a show of force against these protesters. It's really not clear, you know, the last time Marines were deployed to help essentially with riot control, though it's unclear at this point just what their actual tasking will be. Typically, if they are deployed to these situations, it is expected that they will operate in much the same way that the National Guard does, doing things like perimeter security, maybe some crowd control. But the rules of engagement here, we are told, are still being finalized, and Defense Department lawyers are also looking at the kinds of rules of engagement these Marines will have as they encounter protesters possibly on the streets of Los Angeles. But again, this coming at a very, very tense moment with the governor of California suing the Trump administration over, of course, the deployment of the National Guard by President Trump against his will there in California.
And Natasha, during his first term, U.S. generals stopped President Trump famously from deploying troops against.
Yeah, and by the way, that by Mark Milley, he needs a military tribunal for doing exactly that, for refusing to remove troops out of Syria at Donald Trump's command. But I digress. So let's just look at what the anchor said here from CNN. She said that Trump has deployed National Guards without Gavin Newsom's consent. Here's a shock for you, Nimrod. He doesn't need it. Doesn't need Governor Newsom's consent at all. Find it in the Constitution. You'll find nothing. Find it in federal law. You'll find nothing. Doesn't need it. Doesn't need his help. Doesn't need his consent. Nothing. The National Guard is run by the United States military, the Department of Defense. The only permission he needs is his own. And Pete Hegseth does what he's told to do by Donald Trump, deploy the troops. And she said that they were deployed against, quote, United States citizens. That these troops were deployed against United States citizens. You know what? Will she volunteer to allow us to run the every single one of these protesters in NCIC to see if they're actually a United States citizen? Can we run them to see if they have a Social Security number? I know some of them do, even though they're illegal, or a passport, or do they have any proof of citizenship, a birth certificate? I'd love to see that, because she's claiming that these troops were deployed against United States citizens. Well, let's bring in all these protesters and have them prove whether or not they're United States citizens. All right, now Paul Spula, right?
Yep.
Okay, here we are. Paul Spula video. Here's the rioter who set fire to the car. We need to find this person. Person needs to be arrested. Spend who knows how long in prison. But if they're an illegal, just deport them. Let's not put them in prison. Let's just send them back. Just let them. Unless they hurt a human being, send them back. But anyway, two vids. Started the car, putting on fire, and then being fully engulfed. Play for me.
Thank you.
mean, it really is. We were just talking about it here. This is like right out of Mad Max. It's right out of the Road Warrior. You got all those the cars fully on fire. And Aaron asked, why would you even do it? I don't know. Why would you even light the car on fire? Why would you be a citizen of Philadelphia and light your own city on fire during BLM riots? Why do black protesters light their own black neighborhoods on fire and loot black businesses? I'll never get it. I have no idea whatsoever what motivates people to do that which accomplishes absolutely nothing, but maybe gets you convicted of a felony. All right, go to the next informant. Speaking of conviction of felonies, here's where Gavin Newsom stands. This is his Twitter post. Los Angeles, don't take Trump's bait. How is that? Do the people burning down burning up the car, are they taking Trump's bait? Trump wants chaos and he instigated violence. How? Show us. Show us proof of Trump instigating violence. Just like on J6, show us the proof where he said peacefully and patriotically protest. How did he instigate violence? I mean, that allegation is asinine. I mean, this, by the way, just this is all that you need now to for the left, if there have been power to convict you of a crime, is to simply insinuate that you instigated something. So that's part of the plan here, is to impeach him. They're hoping that Hakeem Jeffries is the Speaker of the House coming up after the next election. And so they can impeach him because he instigated violence. How did he instigate violence? By sending ICE there to deport illegals? Listen to what he says here. Those who assault law enforcement and cause property damage will risk arrest. Shouldn't he say everybody who assaults law enforcement officers or causes property damage should be arrested and convicted of the crimes they committed, not will risk arrest? Because he actually wants this. Just like Tampon Tim and his crazy bug-eyed wife. Oh, I love the smell of burning tires in Minneapolis. Stay peaceful. Stay focused. Don't give the excuse he's looking for. Too late, Gavin. Too late. Your city's on fire again. One of your cities is on fire again. They're trying to do the same thing in San Francisco, and they were kind of starting to try to do it in New York. And credit to Eric Adams, he said, don't bother. It's not going to happen. I have no respect for Eric Adams. But you know what? He has learned the hard way that Democrats are not his allies, because the moment that he stood up against illegal immigration, they raided his campaign director's home and then put a bunch of felony charges on him. And then Trump's DOJ dropped all those charges. So he's doing the smart thing now and trying to walk a nuanced line. But anyway, otherwise, you're going to end up with the city on fire just like Gavin Newsom has. All right, go to the next one for me. X Alert Suite. Breaking, Gavin Newsom officially sues Donald Trump for sending in the National Guard. I mean, imagine that. That's like suing a fire department, apropos for Gavin Newsom, for coming in and putting out a fire when you didn't ask him to. I didn't ask the fire department to come in here and put out the fire. Yeah, but it wasn't beneficial for them to come and put out the fire. Yes, but I didn't ask them to, so I'm gonna sue them. That's what got this man is an absolute bloviating buffoon. Man, I miss cussing right now because there's so many on the tip of my tongue that I would love to say about this guy. Just a bloviating moron, greasy haired, bleached tooth moron. All right, let's go to the next one. Andy Doe video. Two men. You're gonna love this one, Brent. You're going to love this one. This one's for you. Andy, no video. Just think about what you do here. Two men on motorcycles rammed into police. But don't worry, Aaron. It's mostly peaceful. Mm. Play for him. All right. How'd that get cut like that? That should be start to 1 minute, 10 seconds. If you can get that whole video and just whatever we did, remove the editing off of it.
Yep.
So I have no idea how that got to start to no seconds. That should be a minute and 10 second video. If you get it, Aaron, let me know. Just send me a message. Send me a message that says ready.
Yep.
And then we'll put it back on. All right, let's go to the next one. We'll have that video for you. Aaron will do it. All right, Colin Rugg video just in. Here's Maxine Waters. Listen to her deny actual reality on CNN. Play for me.
And the LAPD police chief, Jim McDonnell, says the level of violence he's been seeing across Los Angeles, in his word, and I'm quoting him now, is disgusting. Given that, why shouldn't the National Guard be involved?
Well, I was surprised at the way that the police chief was describing all of this. There have been no violence where anybody that was protesting hit anybody, shot anybody, threatened anybody. It
it's nothing has happened. And so he doesn't know what to do, probably, because this is a sanctuary city and the police don't have the authority. All that he's got to do is call to work with the governor. The governor was not even called when he sent in the National Guard. The mayor was not even called. The president is initiating this purposely. He knows what he's doing. If he was, first of all, he started all this with the targeting, all of the migrants in the way that he's doing. And so, if we had people who were working together and cooperating, the governor would have been contacted, the mayor would have been contacted, and they would have said to the police, whatever the sanctuary city is, if we need to undo that at this time so that the police will have the authority, we can do that. But no, the president doesn't want that. He wants to use his power. And I am predicting he will go so far as to create martial law.
I just want to point out, and I'm sure you know this, Congresswoman, there has been some violence in the course of these protests. Some police officers were assaulted, and some of vehicles were damaged in the process. So there has been some violence out there, right?
Well, the thing about it is you may have people, one or two or a few people, who will not conform. That happens everywhere. That happens in our workplace. There's always someone who does something. But we are saying to people, don't be goaded. Don't be goaded into a confrontation. Don't be goaded into violence, because that's what Trump wants. He wants the violence so that he can send in the military and create martial law. That's what he wants. And if a few people were doing that, I've not heard of anybody being shot. I've not heard of anybody being killed. I've not heard of anybody being beaten. So I don't know what all this so-called violence is all about.
All right, Congresswoman Maxine Waters of California, thanks so much for joining us. And when you get back out there.
All the so-called violence right there on the videos that are playing on CNN while you're talking, claiming that there's no violence. Imagine being, I don't know how to put it into words. Imagine being a person like Maxine Waters. The videos are playing of extreme violence against law enforcement. And I'm about to show you a worse one, because we got the motorcycle one ready. You're sitting there on CNN claiming this so-called, she actually says it, with the videos playing of the violence, the so-called violence. And it's not, as the CNN commentator said, it's not some law enforcement. You're talking about this is, and some law enforcement have been assaulted. We're talking about a myriad of law enforcement have been assaulted. Every single one of these protests has been violent. Every single one of them. And she says, don't be goaded into violence. There was nobody goading them to light the cars on fire. There was no cops around. There was no National Guard around. Nobody was goading anybody. And she said Trump started it by targeting migrants. No, he started with making 4 felony arrests of illegals, all of which had a long record of committing felonious crimes. Targeting migrants? The only people that are being thrown out right now that are not collateral in nature are people who have committed felony crimes. If you happen to be illegal living in the house with a felon, then you might get wrapped up in it. That's the way that it is. You might get caught up. Then Tom Holman made that very clear, that primarily we are deporting convicted felons that are illegal migrants, which they should already be convicted felon because they committed a felony coming into the country. But that's a subsequent felony to the felony that they committed after they entered the country. And then the interesting thing she said, going from back to front, is she said that the reason why the police didn't initially squelch the riots is because they don't have the authority to do so, because it's a sanctuary state. That's literally saying that the cops don't have the authority to enforce the laws because we don't allow them to. But she acts like it's something that's been put upon them by somebody other than herself. She's the one who propagates. She is a California liberal from LA. She is one of the representatives from LA. She's made it. She's like, well, since it's a sanctuary city, they don't have the right to help ICE. They don't have the right. To control riots or to take, to arrest illegals, whatever it may be. The reason why they don't have that right is because you took away that right. And by the way, they don't even have the lawful ability. I don't want to use the word right too many times, but they don't even have the lawful right to make a city a sanctuary city. Okay, so we can just make, we can make any city a sanctuary city against some sort of federal law of our choosing. You know, back in the day, could we have said, you know, we're going to make Tampa and a sanctuary abortion city where abortions are outlawed in the city of Tampa, maybe Sarasota, maybe right here in Northport, Florida, abortion sanctuary, no abortions allowed. You weren't allowed to do that. But they can, whenever a Democrat wants, because they don't have the same rule of law that you and I do. They can do whatever they want. They can act in impunity, and they're never prosecuted. But you and I, we do one thing out of line. J6 protester commits a trespassing offense and gets 6 years in federal prison after already spending years in the D.C. gulag. You know, differing weights and differing measures, the Lord detests them both, Proverbs 20, verse 10. So again, she says that it's so-called violent. Is this violent? Play it for me, guys. So we were just having a little discussion here, like how in the world, that right there is deadly force. You're having deadly force that's being directed at you. So they're using deadly force against you. You have the right to shoot that guy on the motorcycle for sure. But, and Brent's like, you know, I can't believe they're not opening fire. I said, well, yeah, but then your prosecutor is going to be somebody like George Gascon. I don't know who their district attorney is now. I think they got rid of Gascon, but it's the same thing. So you're going to be prosecuted by the very people that are in that protest. That's going to be your jury pool. Because they're not going to change venues for you. You're gonna be stuck. Well, I'll change venues. The judge won't allow it. But that would be the right thing. Doesn't matter whether it's the right thing or not. I can't get into judicial practices or the show's over. But and it's already 2:10:12, and the show's already supposed to be over. But anyway, what's a law enforcement officer going to do to protect his life? Because if he shoots one of those protesters, no matter what, if you run over one right now, you can spend the rest of your life in prison. They're surrounding your car, throwing it with rocks, and you run over people, which I would do.
Yeah.
And, I mean, if I'm surrounded by people throwing rocks at my car, if I'm surrounded by people, period, start beating on my car, I'm running over them. And I hate to admit this guilty pleasure, but I love the videos when people do that. I do, because that's what you deserve. You're going to stand in front of a car, and you are dependent as you pelt that car with rocks, you beat that car with a bat, you beat that car with your fist, whatever it is, you're breaking the windows, threatening the people inside, and you get run over. You are totally and completely depending on the kindness of the driver of that car. Well, don't depend on mine. I'm running your rear end over. I'm gonna enjoy the little thump. I'm going to enjoy it. I'll just be like, oh, man, that felt good. But I hope it's a couple of them. I love it. Seriously, that's what they deserve. Here's another one. Mike Benz video. You know, there you had motorcycles driving in to the police. They can't open fire because they're afraid that they're going to spend the rest of their life in prison. They won't just lose their jobs and their pensions, spend the rest of their life in prison as a George Gascon, Karen Bass prosecution against them. You're like, well, yeah, but they're right. What does that matter? No, but they will come in and save them. Who's they? That's what all Americans believe. I'm not saying those of you that are watching this podcast, there's nobody to save you if you shoot one of these rioters. And there's many of them that should have already been shot. The cops, when they're throwing those rocks off of the overpass onto the cops, all those guys should have AR-15s, open fire. They have every right to do so. Every right to do so. But they'll never do it because you're done. You're going to spend the rest of your life in the California penal system, the California penitentiary system. That's what you're going to do. You're like, well, yeah, but they're right. What does that matter? The judge says you're not right. The jury says you're not right. The appellate court says you're not right. The California Supreme Court says you're not right. How are you? What are you going to do? I mean, you remember Kamala Harris was holding people in prison on death row when they had exculpatory evidence to remove them, not only remove them from death row, but to get them released from prison. She purposely withheld it until she was sued to release it. You're like, nobody can be that evil. Oh, yeah. That's who these people are. Kamala Harris had exculpatory evidence for people on death row, and she withheld it until she was sued. The person, now in California, they're never actually killing people, but you live in death row. In other words, you spend 24 hours a day in solitary confinement. Even when they allow you to go walk back and forth down a hallway outside, you're alone. They left those people in there because she didn't want, I don't know, she didn't want that on her record that she released people on death row, even though they had exculpatory. In other words, just to make it simple, here's DNA evidence proving that he didn't commit the rape and murder, but I'm going to keep it because I'm Kamala. I as Kamala Harris, I'm not going to allow that to be introduced into the court system to get that person out of prison. Why? Because I'm an evil, evil witch. That's why. And she was also keeping people in prison to use as free work, as free labor. People who are supposed to be released, she purposely left them in prison because she was using them for state labor. That's who these people are. That's who they are. And you're going to shoot one of these people? No. I would just resign from LAPD. Yep. Lots of other places to work as a cop. Lots of them just moved to Florida like every other Californian has. All right, Mike Benz video. So here you have the cops who can't shoot the guy that's driving a motorcycle into them. And here's what the protesters are doing at LAPD headquarters. Play for me. Everyone in this video is all Hispanic, by the way, attacking LAPD. And to be a Democrat in 2025, you have to be in favor of leaving all those people in the country. You will do that as a Democrat. You want to be the Democratic Party presidential nominee for 2028. You will say over and over and over again that those people who are attacking the LAPD's headquarters in LA, I want them all to stay because they are a Maryland man. They are an LAP. They are an LA man. They are migrants. And Maxine Waters says this so-called violence. Is that so-called violence, Maxine? The ignorant wretch. All right, so here's a Breton something like Guttenschwager's video. So, of course, now, in the name of illegal, or what they call, not illegal, but immoral, so to speak, too proactive, ICE arrest, whatever they want to call them. They're totally lawful. I don't want to use their verbiage. They'll call them unlawful. They'll call them unconstitutional. That's why I'm dancing around a little bit. You know, instigative law, ICE arrest. So I guess because you're against ICE making arrests of illegals and deporting illegals, so then what do? You vandalize a T-Mobile store and notice the nationality of everybody who's doing the vandalizing. Not vandalizing. I take that back. The looting. So you're going to now loot a store. What does that have to do with illegal immigrants? What does that have to do with illegal immigrants' rights that they don't have under the Constitution? But they're just going to, you know, here they are. Here's a whole group of Hispanic men looting a store. What does that have to do with their so-called due process? Play it for me.
Hold on.
Aaron, make sure at some point we get to the end with the big fat slob breaking the window at the end. Yeah, she's a big fat freaking witch slob. That's what she is. But anyway, I don't care what people. I mean, Tom, you shouldn't talk like that as a pastor. Is she a big fat witch slob? Yeah, that's what she is. And yeah, I wish I didn't have to say witch. But anyway, I digress. So anyway, so you're against ICE policies and procedures? Yeah, Aaron goes right to it. And he's instigating me. There it is. Big fat. Look at that. Look at that. Look at, I mean, how wide can you be? I mean, I'm telling you, Aaron, keep her in the frame. How wide can you freaking be? I mean, do you ever eat anything but sugar, wrapped in sugar, washed down with sugar, ever? tell me the positive. Now, as a Democrat, you have to keep this person in the country. She's so valuable to the country. Just leave this all, leave it up just as it is. You have to leave this person in the country. That is now your cause in life. The meaning of the life of a Democrat is to keep this fat swine in the country right here. What exactly is she complaining about? She obviously doesn't miss meals. So that's not, there's nothing to complain about there whatsoever. But to be a Democrat, that's what you have to do. And you notice this entire video, 100% of the people that were looting because they're against ICE policies and procedures are Hispanic males. So how does looting and stealing phones protest ICE policies and procedures? And tell me as a Democrat, the value of keeping this ginormous woman in the country, who's probably on multiple welfare programs because, again, she ain't missing any meals at all.
It's a lot of woman.
It's a lot of woman. I mean, literally, I mean, how do you get that freaking wide? Look how wide that woman is. Aaron, can you put me on full screen? I mean, she's this wide. How do you get, I mean, honestly, I mean, how do you get that wide? I mean, look at, I mean, she's that, she's that wide. How does anybody get that wide? She's this wide. How do you even pull that off in life? I mean, but, and I'm not even covering her rear end.
Oh, geez.
I mean, she's as wide as a screen. How do you pull that off? I mean, you have to actually try to accomplish that. How can I get wider? Look at that waddle. I mean, she's literally four times wider than a normal human being. I mean, unbelievable, man. I miss cussing right now. But anyway, so in the midst, now everybody sees this video, right? Everybody sees this looting, townhall.com video, but Democrats insist that it's, play it for me.
So hopefully the situation doesn't escalate, that the protests remain peaceful.
The majority of protesters have been peaceful.
That obviously are here peacefully.
Peaceful demonstrators.
There's a lot of peaceful demonstration.
Protests peacefully.
Peaceful protesters.
And so it was peaceful.
Demonstrating peacefully.
But we're going to do it peacefully, respectfully.
He doesn't like the scenes of people peacefully protesting.
He saw some more, some peaceful demonstrators.
The most important thing right now is that our city be peaceful.
We are having an administration that's targeting peaceful protests, people that are there to protest.
But that feeling of powerlessness and that anger that took so many people to the streets to protest peacefully.
Please maintain peaceful demonstrations the way most of them have.
Demonstrations in defense of our immigrant neighbors have been overwhelmingly peaceful.
Most of the crowds, again, that I saw, that I spoke to, that I was interacting with, these are peaceful people that want to get their message across. They brought signs. They're out with families in some places.
The vast majority of protesters and demonstrators are peaceful.
Just a bunch of people having fun watching cars burn.
Nothing was happening here. Los Angeles was peaceful.
There had been no violence where anybody that was protesting hit anybody, shot anybody, threatened anybody. Nothing has happened.
A lot of these peaceful protests are being generated because the president of the United States is sowing chaos and confusion.
It was peaceful.
And meanwhile, Democrats are attacking President Trump's decision to activate the National Guard, insisting the protests were mostly peaceful.
So we were covering this live on the Big Weekend Show last night, watching these pictures, these aerial images that were disgusting to watch. And it was breathtaking, frankly, to see virtually every Democrat in the country come out and say, this is mostly peaceful or just straight up peaceful. And the rioting is the fault of Donald Trump and us.
You saw the video right there, especially the last frame where you had the multiple parked Tahoes, I believe they are, on the interstate just getting pelted with rocks. It's mostly peaceful. Unbelievable. I've said that enough. We covered, obviously, it's not mostly peaceful. It's all just propagandist Goebbels, Pravda lies from the leftist-controlled media. If you're going to have a Hitler, you got to have a Goebbels. And the Democratic Party, which is exactly the same as Hitler, and I don't have time to get into that, but they are. They have their Goebbels, which is the CNNs and the MSNBCs of the world and the mainstream media. I have to show you this last video. This is from basically the Unified School District of Los Angeles. So this guy right here, I believe, is the superintendent of public schools in LA. Listen to what he says here. Play for me.
Who in their right mind would accept that reality? So I want to be reassuring to our community. Every single graduation site is a protected site. I have directed our own police force to redouble their efforts and establish perimeters of safety around graduation sites to intervene and interfere with any federal agency who may want to take action during these joyous times that we call graduation. Not on our watch.
Right there, that guy's arrested. Aaron, can you side by side it? Right there. Just for not, you don't have to run the video. Just run the frame side by side with me so I can have that guy's picture. That guy needs to be arrested. Right now, what did he just call for? Did everybody hear what he just called for? This is the guy. This is the school superintendent for the county of L.A. He needs to be arrested for what he just said. He just said we're going to, every graduation is going to be a, quote, protected site by their local law enforcement to intervene against ICE and to interfere against ICE, interfere with ICE. That right there is treason. That right there is sedition. And that man needs to spend the rest of his life in federal prison. And notice the Latino accent, of course. It's like in London right now. I have this whole segment. Put together right now on Muslim. I got a whole segment put together on vaccines. But these news stories keep breaking out that are keeping me from getting to those segments. But, you know, it's like basically every town in, I mean, that's hyperbolic, but every town in Great Britain, their mayor is a Muslim. And there's hardly, I mean, statistically speaking, there's hundreds of thousands of Muslims there, but there's millions and millions of UK citizens, but nobody wants to be called Islamophobic. So they just vote for these Islamists to be their mayors. It's basically the same thing here. The invader is the mayor, and he's going to intervene against ICE, telling his local law enforcement to surround these graduation ceremonies and not let ICE in, interfering with ICE. That is treasonous. It is seditionous. And at minimum, it's a felony obstruction of a federal agent. And notice how everybody was silent when he said it. Nobody's facial expressions changed because they know what he just did. He just crossed the line. He can already be arrested for what he's done. As soon as if he puts out that order, he needs to be arrested. And I guarantee he's already put it out in writing. All right, 10:29. That's good. Rants tonight. Nate Dad won $200. Thank you so much, Nate Dad. PSU, $47. Thank you so much. Dr. Hank, MD, Met you at church a couple times. Love you. Appreciate you. $20. Naz Yeager, $5. Dave Souders, $5. Thank you guys so much in the rants. Appreciate you guys. Appreciate you guys in the chat. Like and share. Like and share. Get this out to everybody. Do me a favor. If you're on Twitter, X, post it. I don't care how many followers you have. Post the podcast out on your own channel. Let's get our views up. We're doing good. We're having a lot. We have a couple thousand views right now. A couple thousand people watching right now. I love it. Don't ever want to belittle that in any way, shape, or form. But let's get more. Let's get the truth. We got the politics wrapped in the Bible. That's what this podcast is. But anyway, love you guys. Appreciate you. Stick around for the post game. Back here tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. God bless you.